Could Killamazes Pinpoint Supermassive Stars? By Katarzyna and Novak et al. A strong nuclear Killamaser, W1, has been found in the nearby galaxy NGC 253, associated with a forming superstar cluster. Killamazes could arise from the accretion disk around supermassive stars, greater than 10 cubed M Sun, hypothetical objects that have been proposed as polluters responsible for the chemical peculiarities in globular clusters. The supermassive stars would form via runaway collisions, simultaneously with the cluster. Their disks are perturbed by stellar flybys, in spiraling and colliding stars. This raises the question if an accretion disk would at all be able to survive in such a dynamic environment and maze waterlines. We investigated what the predicted Maser spectrum of such a disk would look like using 2D hydrodynamic simulations and compared this to the W1 Killamaser. We derived model Maser spectra from the simulations by using a general Maser model for appropriate disk temperatures. All our model disks survived. The model Maser spectra for the most destructive case for the simulations of M equals 1000 M Sun are a reasonable match with the W1 Killamaser spectrum in terms of scaling, flux values and some of the signal trends. Details in the spectrum suggest that a star of a few 1000 M Sun might fit even better, with 10,000 M Sun clearly giving too large velocities. Our investigations thus support the hypothesis that Killamazes could pinpoint supermassive stars. This was Could Killamazes Pinpoint Supermassive Stars? By Katarzyna and Novak et al.